Bezer Shem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Beis HaMikdash and the laws of entering to the Beis HaMikdash and the Seif HaVoidah, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the prohibition of doing the Avoidah in the state of blemish as being a Balmum. And in this Perek, the Rambam qualifies what are the blemishes that invalidate both by the Kohen, by the Adam, and by the Behemah, by a carbon. As the Rambam begins, Halacha Alfi specifies, all the blemishes that we said was the first category that invalidates by the human being and by the animal are chamishim, are 50, and these are the specifics of those 50. Halacha base, chamishim ba'ezen, there are five blemishes in the ear. Be'elohim, they are mishenifgam schus oznai, that if there is a blemish in the lobe of the ear, that is kadeshatach gahatziporin ba'pagam, that the fingernail would get stuck in that blemish. But the skin that surrounds the lobe of the ear, that's, there's no blemishes over there. Beinika, whether it develops a hole, beinivkum, whether it's blemish, beinistik, whether it's cracked. Now, halacha gimel, now, misha nistak, schus asnei b'kolshu. Now, if there's a crack in the lobe of the ear, even a minute amount, afpish lechaser, even though it's not missing, that's a blemish. Misha nikav schus asnei, if someone has a hole in the lobe of his ear, kikarshina, which is a type of a sprout of a legume, which is similar to like lentils, which is an animal type of food, for a hole that size, be'nek of ogul, whether it's a round hole, be'nek of aruch, whether it's a long, elongated, a long hole, imitztarf lekarshina, if it combines for the measurement of this karshina bean, harizamom, that's going to be a blemish. Mishayavsha oznoi, if someone's air dried up, kadeshetinokev, that if you would make a hole, v'lekteti dam, and it's so dried up that even blood wouldn't come out, that's a blemish. Mishaza oznoi kaful l'shtayim, if the ear was doubled over into two, and afil hagadi, even a kid goat, shederech oznav liyesen noites uchbulis, that the norm is for their ears actually to be like stretched out and doubled over, there it would also be a blemish, as a carbon, which we're talking about for Adam and Behemoth. But above that, shnich sechusim, but again, the double ear is only a problem if there's two lobes. Avalim ein lo elos chus echad. But if there's only one lobe, but it's like one body that got doubled over, then kashrut can be valid. It's only considered a double ear, which is a blemish, if there's two ear lobes. Halacha dalet, moving on to the next body part. Shleisha beris shalayin. There's three blemishes in the eyelashes, the lashes of the eye. Ve'elohim, and they are mishenikiv merisein of b'choshu. If there's a hole in the lashes of the eyes, no matter how small it is, or mishenistak ris mirisein b'choshu, if there's a crack in the eyelashes, even in whatever size it is. And the third one is or mishenifgam ris mirisein b'choshu, if there's a blemish in the eyelashes of one of the eyelashes, even a minute amount. Or shleishem mumen elu b'chal charetz am b'tar. And these three blemishes are included in the category that it says in the Torah of having charetz. Halacha hei shmoyin ba'ayin. There are eight blemishes in the eye. Me'elohim, and they are ha'iver, the blind. Bein ba'achas me'inav bein mishtein, whether you're blind in one eye or in both eyes. Somebody that cannot see from the two eyes or from one of them, although it's not evident any change in the appearance of the eye, because there's like water that permanently there opposite his ability to have vision, or someone that cannot see clearly from his two eyes or his one eye, because it's a permanent nerve damage of blindness, or mishbeinah kumainav, or someone that in his eye is like a grape-like protrusion, af bisharoy, even though he could see, or mitchiyatsa basar yesterbeinah, or if there's an extra part of flesh in his eye, which is what a cataract is, atshachipa ma'at minashchoyer shalayin, until it covers over some of the black of the eye, which is the pupil, or mishanimshach alibin shalayin, someone had that the white of his eye extends. And some of the white goes into the black, into the pupil, until the pupil is mixed with the white. And this is the blemish known as taval, which means intermingling, that's mentioned in the Torah. Now, but the other way around. Let's say from the pupil extends into the white part, that won't be a blemish, because there is no blemishes in the white part. Someone had a white dot in the black, in the pupil, this is the dak that's mentioned as a blemish in the Torah. But as long as it's like floating on top of the pupil. But if it wasn't floating, or was submerged in the pupil, then it wouldn't be considered a blemish. And also if there was a black dot in the white part of the eye, itself, even if it's floating, there won't be a blemish. And like we said, there's no blemishes in the white part of the eye. If there was a black dot submerged in the pupil of the nikradak, that's also called the blemish of dak. But here, if it was floating, since it's black in the black part of the eye, then that won't be considered as a blemish. Three blemishes in the nose. And they are, again, there's three similar things that we mentioned in certain parts of the body. If there's a hole in the nose, afel mitzarechadim on one side, or mishen nistak chotmoy, if there's a split in the nose, or mishen nifkim chotmoy, if there's a blemish in the nose. Halacha zayin shishim bapeh, there are six blemishes in the mouth. Ve'elohim heim, and they are mishen nikev svasa, if someone has a hole in his lip, afel aksman, even one of the two lips. Mishen nifkim svasa, if there's a blemish in the lip. Mishen nistak svasa, if someone's lip split, v'ushen nistak mizer shalot, that's if it's split from its surface, asher techolik l'shnei roshim, that it's split like into two heads. Misha etzem lechya hatachnim. Someone that has the bone of his lower jaw is oidif ala elyon kalshu, goes over the upper jaw even a little bit. Misha piv nivlam machmas gufa v'riyase. If someone's mouth is swollen because of his physiology and because of his body, avam nivlam machmas ruch. But if, let's say it's swollen because of the wind, some external elements, inam that won't be considered a blemish. And Misha Nitel Rev Madamish Alashain, the last blemish is if someone has the majority of the talking part of his tongue, which is that small part of the tongue that's not attached into the mouth, if the majority of that was taken off, that's also a blemish. Halachachas, Shneim Asa Be'ibri Hazera, there's 12 blemishes in the reproductive organs, in the organs of the seed, Ve'lehim, and they are Misha Nimach Hagitchalai, that if the male member becomes crushed, or Nichtas, or mashed, a nitak, or severed, a nichras, or cut off. Similarly, misha nimachu habetzim shalai, that if his testicles become crushed, one of the two of them, a nichtesu, or if they become mashed, or one of them does, a nitko, or become severed, or one of them does, a nichras, or if they become cut off, or one of the testicles do. Additionally, blemishes is misha ein le'ele be'a achas. If he only has one testicle, af b'yishesh l'shnekisim, even though he has two sacks. Or misha yishtei beitza b'kesechad, or if he has two testicles, but they're both in one sack. Or hatumtum, that which you cannot tell any signs of gender. And androgynous, someone that has both signs of gender. Halacha test, shisha b'yidam reglayim, there are six blemishes in the hands and the feet. Be'leim, and they are ha'pesech, someone who limps. If someone's hip is dislocated, that's the blemish mentioned in Torah called tzurua. If one of his hips is higher than the other one, if someone breaks a bone in his hand, if it's recognizable, if the bone breaks in his foot, as long as it's recognizable. Now, even though it's not recognizable when he stands, but if it's recognized as he walks, that you could tell that there's a break, that's a blemish. Someone's feet are swollen, again, from intrinsic, because as they are from and from his birth. But if, let's say, it was swollen because of the wind, that won't be considered as a blemish. There are four blemishes that are able to be in the entirety of the body. And they are mishesh, but God of Yavish culture, someone has this type of a boil called garv, which is a dry skin, whatever size it is. This is our garv hama b'Torah. This is the blemish called garv in the Torah. Umishish b'yabelas shish b'etzim. Someone has a growth, like a wart-like type of a growth that has a bone in it. Zehu yabelas hama b'Torah. And this is the yabelas mentioned. The Torah is a blemish. Umishish b'chazaz is mitzvah kosher. Someone has this Egyptian boil, whatever size it is, mi'chazaz is kasha chur, and this is a very harsh and disgusting type of a boil. This is a lefes on a butter, and this is the lefes that's mentioned in the Torah. Halach yiralof, kol etzem shebegoloi, any bone that's on the outside, shenechutz pecharitz, that has a groove carved into it, there is a mum, that's a blemish. V'hu b'chal charitz on a butter, that's a blemish called in Torah charitz. But v'in atzlois b'chal etzem shebegoloi, the ribs, they're not included in bones that are revealed. Now, Halachit Beis Ram continues regarding that v'oid yeshem shleishim u'machim. There are also three other blemishes besides what we were speaking about up until now which are physiological, ve'elim, and they are hazak and shagili is roisis v'royed kishomid, an elderly person, where the elderly that reached the stage of shaking and trembling when they stand. Hachayla the ill kashu roid min necholye v'chishan koichay, where he shakes because of his illness and because of lack of strength. Where avla trefa, in contrast, but moral defect, it's actually kashu ba'adam impossible b'ema. It's actually valid by a person, invalid by an animal. Chen yitzadayf, and so too, if it's born by cesarean through the abdominal wall, it's kashu ba'adam impossible b'ema, is valid by a person and invalid by an animal. And the final one, halachiyat gimel, is hamazoyim, if there's a foul smell, is an invalidation. Now, a kohen shehu mezoyim b'ze'asi, if a kohen has a foul smell because of his sweat, so roichitz, he could bathe himself with shav kol gufay, and he could smear his whole body with perfume. Why wouldn't do that? Why that? He won't be having a foul smell. Hayurech pivra, let's say a bad breath, bad odor from his mouth. Then nisim b'piv, then he puts in his mouth pilpil, peppercorn, zangvil, or ginger, something like that, that to neutralize the bad smell. Why wouldn't they could do that? Why that? But vim avad b'zehim, but if he lets you did avoid it with this foul smell of zeyasa b'sweat, b'zeim pib, or the foul smell of his breath, harichil avadas, and then he's desecrated as avoided, kishar ila balamum kum, like all other blemishes, having the foul smell is also considered as a blemish for the avoided.